Joining me on the line now, we welcome Dr. Shuki Friedman, who is an Israeli jurist, scholar, commentator, and public policy expert, also known for writing and speaking about religion and state relations in Israel. In particular, what we're going to be focusing on during our chat is the role of the ultra-Orthodox Haredi community, Zionism, and democratic values. Doctor, very good afternoon to you. Thanks for joining us. And yes, we got through all the... shall we say, phone signal issues. But thank you so much for bearing with us, and welcome to the show.
My pleasure.
Doctor, okay, so the basis of our conversation today, an article that featured in the Times of Israel, the title is "The Haredi Draft Board Will Be the End of Zionist Israel." So the article, it does contain, shall we say, a very bold title. You argue that this draft bill, or if I can put it that way, you debate that this draft bill could mark the end of Zionist Israel. And yes, we can unpack that. But let's start from the top. In your view, is the single most dangerous, what is the most single most dangerous consequence item of this bill? What is it that one should be focused on?
First of all, it's important to understand the reality in Israel regarding the Ultra-Orthodox community, because the major trend that is important for understanding the context is demography of this community.
Okay.
We published an update or a yearly report on the Ultra-Orthodox community. And it demonstrates the trend of the growth, or demographic growth, of this community is continuing the same pace. And it is by far the quickest growing community in the Western world. And therefore, in 40 years or so, 33% of the Israelis will be Ultra-Orthodox, not from the Jews, from the Israelis. Already today, 1/3 of the first grade students, pupils in Israel, in the Jewish education system, is Ultra-Orthodox. Given that figure and trend, we have to realize that today, the Ultra-Orthodox are not involved in what we call carrying the Israeli burden, which means serving in the army, paying tax, a big part of the very heavy responsibility and burden of holding up Israel, making it prosper, and making it resilient enough against the external challenges and what we confront through the recent 2 years and in general. And so that's why I'm realizing, I think more and more Israelis also realize that it's either way, or the Ultra-Orthodox will become part of this responsibility to the continuity and prosperity of the state of Israel, or we wouldn't be able to hold, because the ability of a shrinking majority to hold both the defense and security obligation challenges by serving and by financing it, and the economic burden, is impossible, not for the long term.
Sure. Doctor, the impression I get from the article is, the concern regarding the Haredi community's stance and their representation versus, the rest of Israel's population. Let's start from a military, I guess. Okay, let's include military and economic issues. Where do you see this going? What challenges do you see involved here?
I'm following this community and trying to bring a change to the community for about more than a decade.
Right.
And through this year, I was trying to measure whether there is a change in trends, both in recruitment of the army and in being more involved in the labor market. And the results along the years were, for 25 years, the Israeli government and philanthropy investing in huge amounts of money to try to change things and to bring the Ultra-Orthodox to be more involved, and it fails. Now, according to the data that have been published yesterday, the failure is continuing. No ultra-Orthodox are being recruited drafted to the army, even though we went through a dramatic 2 years of a war,
Right.
where the other Israeli were demanded to be involved and to serve in a reserve service for 100 a year of days a year, and they stand aside and was not willing to share this burden, and economically as well. If we look at the data, only 55% or 54% of the male in this community work. Their salaries are half of the average salaries of non-Ultra-Orthodox Jews, which means they pay no tax, they're not working, they enjoy a huge amount of support from the government, from the state,
Right.
on their life, and therefore it's not sustainable for the long run to take over such growing and
Right.
large community on our back.
Doctor, wouldn't you say that that can now, lead to a concerning rift within Israeli society and, create this concerning fracture in the structure of Israel and its population and society?
First of all, you're right. This is a huge concern, and there is already a rift within the society from different reasons, between right and left, between conservative and liberals, between the Orthodox and seculars. But I think this rift between non-Orthodox and ultra-Orthodox is
Sure.
about to be a major rift, because the majority of Israelis would not belong to this community, starting to realize that something have to be changed, and only if the majority of Israelis will be able to unite it and to actually push the community to be more involved and to take upon themselves more responsibility to life in Israel. And so there will be a rift, but there will be a rift that will bring to any kind of relief or solution to the challenge.
Doctor, I'm getting this, getting an interesting question coming through. It's just generating through. Okay, here it goes. The question is this bill really about protecting religious life or is it about preserving political power?
About both, but the role of maintaining the power of leaders and rabbis within the community is immense, and it's have an impact on the consideration of the rabbis and the leaders, political leaders, and other leaders, because they want to maintain their power upon the community, and the reason or excuse is a religious reason or excuse. So there is a question of keeping the identity, the ultra-Orthodox identity, and therefore the ultra-Orthodox community built a high wall of the ghetto
Sure.
around itself, not a physical ghetto, but a spiritual ghetto. It also becoming more and more physical because they're concentrating in a certain cities and neighborhoods, but basically they're trying to keep their identity, religious identity, behind walls they build around themselves, and they claim to keep these walls through actually prevention of being involved in part of the Israeli society.
Indeed. Doctor, an interesting question has just come through from one of our listeners. The question reads, for Jews in the diaspora listening to our conversation right now, the question is, what role, if any, do you think they should play in this debate? Is this purely an internal Israeli matter or does it affect world Jewry? I think it's an interesting perspective.
Yeah, it's really a good question, and it's a question that had to do not only with the question of drafting the Ultra-Orthodox and attitude towards this community, but other questions of Israel public sphere as well, because what Israel do have an impact on Jews around the world. It's clear that when Israeli take actions or measures against Palestinians, it have an impact. We've seen it in these 2 years, and it's true for other policies as well, including policies have to do with state and religion, talking about the Kotel prayers and so forth. So there is an impact, or there is an influence of what we're doing here on Jews around the world, and the resilience of Israel and its ability to defend itself have a great impact. on its survival, but also on Jews around the world. And therefore, indirectly, it has an impact on Jews. But I think when getting to serving the army, the mandate that Jews around the world have to do all their legitimacy.
Sure.
Jews around the world have to be involved or intervene is less bold than other questions because actually, people that doesn't have a skin in the game, we
Indeed.
say, and therefore, and there is
Yeah.
a way to, express their opinion or use their views, but not to have an ambition to impact on this issue.
Doctor, somebody's just come on the line and just come into the conversation. The question from this listener is: many Israelis who serve feel this debate is no longer theoretical, especially after October the 7th. And the question being posed to you is: do you think the public's patience around this issue has fundamentally changed?
I think so. And we are pulling the Israeli society through the war and before that. I think that we've seen dramatic change in the way Israel preserves this issue. It's, you can see it through politicians or political leaders, but also through the public. It's clear that the public changed mind and the demand, the public demand from the ultra-Orthodox to go to the army and to be part of this society is much more bold today than used to be before the war.
Doctor, we don't have much time. Thank you again for joining us on the line.
My
And I'm
pleasure.
just
Thank
putting it,
you.
Doctor, sorry, one more question before you go.
Yeah,
I'm just
please.
curious, if you say, let's say, for example, you had the Prime Minister's attention just for one interrupted minute or two. What would you say to him about this bill, not as a policy issue, but as a moral one?
I would say that around 25, 30 years, the trade-off was to buy peace and align with the ultra-Orthodox community and to buy political stability. And it shouldn't be this way any longer because, in a way, you are betting or selling the future of Israel if you continue these lines. And therefore, it should be who he and others should change course and unite against, not against, but in a way, to promote policies that will force or bring on this ultra-Orthodox community on board the Israeli society and its duties.
Doctor, we're going to have to leave it there. Once again, thank you so much for joining us
Thank you.
on this
Hanukkah Sameach.
show on
Happy
the afternoon.
Hanukkah. Thank
And
you
happy
very much.
Hanukkah to you, and blessings to you, your family, your friends, and everything of the best for the rest of the year and
All
into
the
the new
best to
year.
you, South Africa. Pleasure.
Thank you, Doctor. Dr. Shuki Friedman. Dr. Friedman is an Israeli jurist, also a scholar, commentator, and public policy expert, known for writing and speaking about religion and state relations in Israel. As you've just listened in on our conversation regarding the role of the ultra-Orthodox, the Haredi community, the issue of Zionism, democratic values, and how Haredi society relates to ordinary society in Israel today.